Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm your host, Dee Daniels. Made Up Savannah is a creative production of Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, serving Savannah since 1978. And the Made Up Savannah podcast is brought to you by Savoy Society, colleagues and lovers, and the Savannah Cabaret. Welcome to the Made Up Savannah podcast. I'm so excited because we are on the street, literally at the corner of Liberty and Bowl Streets for the second annual Give-A-Palooza. Very excited to start the conversation with the person who thought up the whole idea, Jason Baggett, who of course is a great, fantastic real estate agent here at Corcoran Austin Hill Realty and has a huge heart for nonprofits. So you came back for a second year, Jason. You decided to do it again.
I did, along with a lot of help from others. So obviously you, Dee Daniels, thank you for that. And we have our awesome marketing staff here, Danielle Wright and Elena Dykes, that were super excited and so supportive. Kind of without them and the whole office, you know, it can't happen. So I definitely cannot take all the credit, but I am glad it's happening again. And I'm hoping it can continue to be an annual event and only grow. So
yeah, it's really fun to, you know, kind of get outside on such a gorgeous day and, you know, be with the community. And I think it's kind of the opportunity, and we sort of started this last year with the first one. It's that opportunity to sort of give a voice to lesser known nonprofits, right?
And that's kind of some of the discussions we had when we were planning this was, how do we kind of make sure that smaller local nonprofits are also getting attention and awareness? You know, it's not necessarily that an event like this is going to bring in large donations,
right?
But it can create awareness. And the more people who hear about it and share the names of those nonprofits, or maybe just want to volunteer for a day, it's still going to help them get off the ground and hopefully grow. And yeah, we have such a diverse group of nonprofits this year. That's what makes it fantastic. So, you know, you and others have had different connections.
Yeah.
So having everything from saving, you know, sea life to trees to helping dogs and, you know, children and those with special needs. It's amazing what some small local nonprofits can do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just such an important work that anything we can do to help highlight it is important, something we should do.
I'm excited. We're going to actually spend a little time this week and next week diving in deeper with each of these nonprofits that are here. And so I want to mention everybody that's here. Heroes for Hallie Grace, Savannah Tree Foundation, Coastal Pet Rescue, Save Sea Life with Liddy and Quirks. Each one of those so special and has an important mission that they're all involved in. And then on top of that, you also brought in a fantastic musical guest for us this year.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned it. He's like right behind us now.
He is.
And just so you can hear us, he's not playing. But Trey Cooper, Coop Trey, as he's known on social, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he really is just like, he's great at what he does and very family friendly and just a great person.
Yeah, no doubt. And I loved him before he pulled out the harmonica, but I'm just going to say, maybe I'll twist his arm to play a little harmonica a little bit later on. So
that'd be great.
I think, you know, second year, I hope we get to do this every year because it just feels so good to lift others up, and it feels so good to give awareness to groups that I don't think get enough attention.
I think it's true. And all of the groups here, as I mentioned, they're doing something to help everyone, really. If you kind of step back, whether it's trees or how, you know, pets make people feel loved, you know, and saving sea life, it's everything about the environment.
Yeah.
But, you know, we here at our office at Corcoran, we're very much about kindness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just helping these nonprofits do their work, it's spreading that kindness, and it's keeping such a local take on that. Just anything we can do to help them is great. And
yeah,
going to continue to do what I can,
absolutely,
however small it is.
Yeah. You're a great hero for the nonprofits. You really are. And I can't let you go without reminding everybody that you're also a fantastic real estate agent. you really are. I know you're so involved with your clients, and you make sure that they are, you know, feel really like they're having a relationship with you. And I think that goes a long ways, especially in Savannah.
I mean, it is a relationship town, so it's true that if they weren't friends at the beginning, now we are friends, which I think is it's great. It's actually one of the best things about this job is you meet people through your job and then you gain a new friend, right?
Yeah.
Or you just hopefully strengthen the friendship that you already had.
Right.
So, yeah, it's really great. And I think all of our agents here do such a great job of that, kind of keeping it a true relationship-oriented business, not just a transaction. So, yeah, it's just giving in multiple ways.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's giving all the way around. We're going to hear from our other groups here in just a little bit. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you're hearing this, you missed the actual event, but that's okay. You can always stop by the office here at Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, see the art gallery at Location Gallery, get involved with nonprofits through that avenue as well, because every month there's a show that goes on and there's a nonprofit that's attached. And that's always such a fun way. And if you're looking for Jason, this is the place to find him, at Corcoran Austin Hill Realty. So Jason, thanks for doing this again this year. I think this is just such a wonderful way to really shine a light on very, very important groups right here in Savannah.
Well, again, thanks for, it wasn't done by me, obviously, alone, everybody here, including the nonprofit, such a great, great job. And, I guess to round it out, just a reminder that we are kind of trying to drive home a new initiative of spreading kindness. So,
yes.
You know, every day kind of think, you know, how can I do one kind thing and spread that on? Because it's so important right now, I think. So
yeah, and it really
leave you with that.
It makes a difference. It really does. I'm glad you brought that up. So make sure you go and follow our Instagram at Made of Savannah. You'll see how you can get in touch with all these nonprofits that were a part of Giveapalooza. Heroes for Hallie Grace, Savannah Tree Foundation, Coastal Pet Rescue, Save Sea Life with Lydia and Quirks. And what a great way to spread kindness if maybe you donated $5, $10, or if maybe you decided to volunteer for one of these organizations. That's a great way to do it. So stay tuned. We're going to hear more from each organization. And of course, you know, thanks for being a part of it and letting us talk to you about all the ways that we want to give and we want to be kind here too. You know, some people have a dream home. Some people have 10 dreams about buying property in 10 different places. At Corcoran Austin Hill Realty, we always want you to live who you are, wherever and whatever that dream looks like. You hear businesses talking sometimes about how long they have served a city, but do you ever stop and wonder if they mean that's how long they've been in business there? Or do they really mean that's how long they've served that community? Corcoran Austin Hill Realty truly serves Savannah. Yes, I mean the region, but I really mean the people, the history, the business developers, the nonprofits, all communities, all backgrounds, the buyers, the sellers, the investors, the mom and pop shop owners, the first time home seekers, the young, the matured, and we've been doing it serving you since 1978. Corcoran Austin Hill Realty sits beautifully at the corner of Liberty and Bull Streets in historic Savannah, home of the Made of Savannah podcast studios and home to a huge group of people ready to serve you. 251 Bull Street, Savannah. Stop in, ask questions. See local artists at Location Gallery and check out available listings at CorcoranAHR.com. Welcome back. We're very excited to be giving you a glimpse into some of the great organizations here at the second annual Giveapalooza. And once again, so thankful to Corcoran Austin Hill Realty and, of course, the Made of Savannah podcast, putting it on again. And we've got Kat and also Chris from Savannah Tree Foundation and a little bit of side music. You know how it is in downtown. First of all, Kat, tell me exactly what the Savannah Tree Foundation is all about for folks that have never heard of the Savannah Tree Foundation. And, you know, if you've been in Savannah, you might be thinking, Savannah has plenty of trees. Wait a minute. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so exactly. You know, we are a nonprofit that started in the 80s. We're women founded by a group of lovely women who, you know, had the same thoughts about the trees in Savannah. They fell in love with them and they asked, how can we protect these trees? And so that kind of grew into what we are today, which is a full-blown nonprofit with multiple new initiatives. And, you know, our goal is really to just expand our urban forest. And we do that in a lot of different ways, whether it be volunteer plantings, tree giveaways. You know, we also advocate for trees by, you know, going to municipal board meetings and working with the county and other people around Savannah.
Yeah, Chris, if you want to pop in, you guys do actually a lot, and I see you around around Savannah, and I see the work that you do. I mean, it's really important work, and I think a lot of people sometimes, you know, that there's that awareness piece, right? Like you, people are like, oh, I don't know what you guys do, or I don't know how to help, or that sort of thing. Are there ways for the public to kind of jump on board and help with what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. Honestly, the best way for y'all to help us out is to volunteer. We are a small nonprofit. You see us all over the place, but we have a staff of a full-time of 3 people.
Oh, wow.
Just recently, now we have a 4th full-time person.
Wow.
So everything that you see out here is the hands and feet of our volunteers on the ground, and we greatly appreciate everybody that comes out to support us. Other ways you can help us out is by advocating for us and to help spread awareness of the Savannah Tree Foundation. We have events that are ranging from up potting at our new nursery site to tree plantings, as well as most recently we just had our annual Green Gala, which is a large fundraising event that we do every year. If you want to get a little fancy, have some nice dinner with us and celebrate the trees of Savannah and Chatham County, you're welcome to join us for that, for our ticket price as well. That helps us plant more trees around the county as well.
Right. So if there's a particular education piece that you guys think is like one of the most important things regarding trees here, like, what do you think that, what would that be?
As an arborist, I do get this question a lot. The most important thing to remember about our trees is they are a community just like you and I are. They are dependent on so many different things around them. In general, all urban trees are under stress, so they need to have the help that they can get from us, as well as everybody else in the community, to be mindful that these trees are living beings living amongst us. We are one with the trees, and we just need to be, you know, kept in mind that they're here first. This is our 3rd forest here in Savannah. We've had an iteration of 3 separate forests so far, and we need to build our 4th so our next generation can benefit from the same community trees that we've had before.
So you guys are consistently planting trees? What's the time frame of that like? What does that look like?
Yeah, so trees, they like to be planted when they're dormant, so we don't cause any undue stress to them when they're growing their leaves in the spring and summer times. So we plant between October and March. That's the bulk of our volunteer events is during that time. But we will also provide tree care as well as tree advocacy events between the months of March and October. And in those times, we also do tree giveaways to give trees away to homeowners in the Chatham County area and beyond that, just to help spread our branches and spread the love of trees all around.
Pun intended, I have a feeling.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I was just making sure. Well, if you want to hug a tree, I know some people, so you should definitely check them out. What's the best way for folks to kind of watch what's going on? I'm assuming on your Instagram or websites?
Yeah, our website is savannahtree.org. You can find us there. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. We are pretty active on both of those platforms, but if you want to find out how to benefit your urban trees in this area, just check us out on our website. We've got plenty of resources for you there.
What a fun place to volunteer with, too, I would imagine. So that's such a great idea. Make sure you check them out, Savannah Tree Foundation. Thank you guys for being a part of it this year and helping us lift all these great nonprofits up. I mean, it's such a great way to shine a light, I think, on all these organizations. So thanks for being a part of it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us out.
Hey, quick side note. I don't know about you and your friend group, but our friends, well, and we are too, are always looking for a great brunch spot. And I've got the perfect thing for you. It's our wonderful partners, colleagues and lovers in Habersham Village. They are now serving lunch. And yes, my friends, brunch on Saturday and Sunday. But check this out. Friday, Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3, you can go to Colleagues and Lovers in Habersham Village and get a fabulous lunch. Yes, you can also get cocktails because that's how we roll in Savannah. They've got Bloody Mary on the menu, mimosa on the menu, and the other stuff, coffee, tea, iced tea, Coke, you know. But more importantly, the food. Let's talk about the salads. Balsamic beet salad, a chef salad, and fabulous looking sandwiches. 5 spice chicken, roast beef. Ooh, a good chicken salad sandwich. Doesn't that sound nice? And of course, they've got pasta at Colleagues and Lovers. But check this out. Brunch on Saturday and Sunday. You can get pancakes, plain or blueberry. And
I love Eggs Benedict. Take your friends, make a date. You're going to love it. Colleagues and lovers, 4523 Habersham Street, Habersham Village, colleaguesandloverssavannah.com if you want to check out the lunch menu, the dinner menu, the brunch menu, and more importantly, the drink menu.
Welcome back to the second annual Give a Palooza. We are so excited to be joined right now by one of my very dear friends, who is also a part of our Give a Palooza this year. And Heroes for Hallie Grace is the organization. We'd love for you to check them out. And Davis is joining me to chat about Heroes for Hallie Grace. And I'm so glad you guys are a part of this year.
Us too. This has been super fun.
It's a fun event. Any excuse we have to be downtown on a gorgeous night.
I was going to say the weather couldn't be more beautiful than it is right
perfect.
Now.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's absolutely perfect. It's just a wonderful time. You know, I think one of the biggest things about having this, and we hope to have it every year, is to shine a light maybe on organizations that people haven't heard of.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe don't know the backstory to.
Yeah.
And we thought you're one of those organizations that
we are.
You know, not everybody's heard of it.
Yeah.
And you also are representing and shining a light of awareness on something that a lot of people haven't heard of too.
Exactly.
So I'd love for you to tell a little bit about the backstory of Heroes for Hallie Grace.
Sure.
Why it got started and what you guys are doing.
Yeah. So Heroes for Hallie Grace, we started in 2022 after we lost our middle child, Hallie Grace, to epidermolysis bullosa, otherwise known as EB, which is the quote-unquote worst disease you've never heard of. It is a rare genetic condition in which the person doesn't produce a protein to hold the skin together. So it can be excruciatingly painful. And Hallie obviously had a type that was a little bit more severe because there's a range. But basically what we want to do is keep her memory alive and build her impact and pay it forward. So we are continuing to raise awareness so that more people will care. And then we're funding research so that we can look for, you know, finding that cure. And not just for EB, but other rare genetic disease as well. So lots of big picture type of things.
Yeah.
And then our third mission is really just connection with other EB families. So anyone's
are there a
still
lot
fighting.
Of EB families?
I mean, it's fairly rare, but across the board, when you think about all the different types, it's not as rare as you think it would be.
Right.
And so, yeah, there's a lot out there that we have made connections with online, social media, all different types of EB, anywhere from infant all the way up to adult. And basically we offer whatever they need that other organizations can't provide. So we kind of fill a gap for them. So like, for instance, we offer bamboo clothing to help with their fragile skin or specific diapers or bandage changing tables, anything that they really need to help make them as comfortable as they can be dealing with what they're dealing with. On top of that, we also, when someone passes from EB, we provide personalized memorial boxes for each family.
And that's a big deal, too. I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, unless you really look into it,
mm-hmm.
you don't. It's really hard to comprehend and wrap your head around the needs that are involved with caring for someone with EB.
Yeah.
And so there's that part. And then there's part of the journey, which is so devastating, of people that don't continue their journey.
Right.
And don't make it through that.
Right.
And so as an organization, you've been able to connect with both parts.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you are one of those parts.
We are one of those parts,
And you've been able to really, really learn how to give to both of those parts.
Yes. We want to honor basically anyone who, we consider anyone who is fighting rare disease in general a warrior, to be perfectly honest. Even when they don't feel strong, they are.
Yeah.
Sometimes because they have to be, which is unfortunate, but they are. And so we want to honor that in any way that we possibly can. And again, it's kind of like, for us, we know that even though Hallie Grace was only 3 months and 3 days old, we knew who she was in her soul. And we know that she would be incredibly compassionate and generous, and she would want us to help as much as we can in her name.
Sure.
And so it's really just kind of building that legacy for her, but in a bigger picture sense, so that we can kind of help the community as a whole.
Yeah. One of the ways that folks can really get on board with what you're doing as an organization and also help out other families is to check out your website, HallieFlies.com.
Yes.
And also to look at what's coming up, because there is a really big event coming up in June that folks can get tickets to now and get it. It really is an amazing event. And
it's going
to
be incredible.
It's a great moment to raise money to help fund, you know, the research, to help fund research for a cure, to help fund those who need assistance.
Yep.
With clothing and things like that. It's very, very, it's a great opportunity for folks to grab tickets to that. Tell everybody about the ball.
Yeah. So it's our signature fundraiser event. We do this every year. This year is actually the third annual, and basically it's a celebration of Hallie's life. So it's around what would be her birthday. Mm-hmm. So this year she'd be turning three. That's why it's our third annual. And we host it at Savannah Station, who have been incredibly generous to us every year.
Beautiful location.
Beautiful venue. And just so fun. And then we have all kinds of cool things there. You get dinner from the Metro Diner and Pooler. You get Hallie's birthday cake from Savannah Rum Runners, along with some other desserts like Nothing Bundt cakes and all that. You get, we actually have a really cool live band that has actually donated their performance this year. They're called Hooked Like Helen, which you can find them at hookedlikehelen.com. And they're actually flying themselves in from Ohio to do this for us. We have All About You Entertainment, which is Savannah's best DJ. And they do DJ services for us. They also host a photo booth there. And then really uniquely, we have a live butterfly release in honor of or in memory of
so cool.
so many people. And so it's just a really cool experience to be a part of. If you've never been to a butterfly release, it's just something unlike anything else. These butterflies, when they all get released together, it's like this, I don't know, ethereal moment that you are just surrounded by these beautiful, fragile creatures, which is such a symbolic, such symbolism, I guess I should say, for EB.
Sure.
Right, because they're all known as butterfly children. And so we love doing that. And anybody can actually purchase a butterfly as well to send off in memory of or in honor of someone that they know. So it doesn't have to be someone with EB. It can be anyone in your life.
Right.
If you want to participate in that. So yeah, there's lots of ways to get involved. Attending, because it's fun. Yeah. So why not?
It's a great event.
You should definitely come. And there's tickets on our website. Sponsoring is a really great way. You can help the cause, help us get the word out, and then also, you know, get your own logo out there and your marketing out there as well. So it's a win-win. And then, like I said, even if you're not able to come, you can either donate or you could purchase a butterfly. I mean, that's a really easy way to help out.
Yeah, it really is. And some really cool raffle stuff.
Yes, lots of cool raffle stuff, really cool silent auction. It's just a really fun night.
It is.
Yeah, so June 7th. 6 to 10 p.m., Savannah Station, HallieFlies.com/events if you want to go there.
Yeah.
And you can just click through and get your tickets and join us.
Well, we'll put all the links in our show notes, too.
Perfect.
It's HallieFlies.com.
Yes.
If you're going to the website and checking it out, you can purchase your tickets right there. You can click the link in our show notes. And it's always great to spend time with you.
Ditto.
I feel like, you know, even just in the last couple of years, that we've known each other, you know, we've seen the needle move in the EB community with new treatments and new things. And so it feels like we're actually doing something.
We are doing something. There's a lot to get excited about, a lot to get involved with.
Yeah. Who's looking for a fun night out? I'm always raising my hand for that. Well, we have just the thing. Savannah's best live music and theater experience. It's Savannah Cabaret. And you're in luck. Tickets are now on sale for the production of Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein at SavannahCabaret.com. Tickets are on sale, SavannahCabaret.com. This production is going to be everything. But you need to reserve your tickets because they will sell fast. I promise you that. The show runs through May 5th. Go ahead and get your tickets now before they sell out. Based on the classic 1974 movie, it's the hilarious show that tells the story of Dr. Frankenstein's grandson, Frederick, who is struggling to create his own legacy separate from his family's name. It's going to be a monstrous good time on Jefferson Street in historic Savannah. A fabulous cast and a laugh out loud great time. But only if you have tickets.
SavannahCabaret.com. And later this year, we've got time-traveling drag queens in the 1960s, maybe a little case of the cabaret killer. Doesn't that sound fun? Go get your tickets at SavannahCabaret.com. That's SavannahCabaret.com. This season, we're so proud to partner up with a trendsetter and a trend breaker in Savannah's historic district, the incomparable bar and restaurant that hits all the marks and sits right at 102 East Liberty Street. I'm talking about Savoy Society. You know, we fell in love with this downtown hotspot well before we even moved here, and it's captured our hearts even more as locals. Now, it's my favorite spot to grab a lemon drop martini. Hands down, best place to get a lemon drop martini. And I even like to try something new on occasion, like a sourdough flatbread, a slider, maybe even a new cocktail if I'm living dangerously. But don't even get me started on Me Gusta Mondays and the hot honey margarita, because once I tried that, Savoy Society, seriously, you had me at vinyl and wicker. The long bar, the cozy sofas, oh, and the pickled deviled eggs, and the mini hot dogs with the tots. It's a whole vibe. If you Google it, you'll see the popular opinion is the bartenders are just lovely. That's an understatement. They're really genuinely amazing. Stop by Savoy and tell them you heard about them on the Made of Savannah podcast. Savoy Society Sav, S-A-V, if you're looking for them on Instagram. Also, SavoySociety.com. Check out the full menu. Thanks for listening to the Made of Savannah podcast. Do us a favor, write us a review, give us a rating. Make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast and share this podcast with someone you know. Follow us on Instagram at Made of Savannah. And a huge thanks to our sponsors, Savoy Society, Colleagues and Lovers, and the fabulous Savannah Cabaret. If you or someone you know has a great Savannah story to tell, be sure to get in touch with us. We would love to hear it. The welcome mat is always out.